The following message was given by Brother James Chu in the church in New York City on the Lord's Day, November 13th, 2016. The title of the message is The Inclusive Agape Love. Scripture verses are Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 and 43 through 48, chapter 22, verses 35 through 40, John chapter 3, verse 16, chapter 12, verses 24 through 25, chapter 13, verse 34, and chapter 21, verses 15 through 17, Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 10, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8a, and chapter 16, verses 22 through 24.
主后2016年11月13日，以下信息是苏永义弟兄在纽约市召会主日上午话语指示的华语翻译，主题包罗万有之神圣的爱，经节马太福音5:17-43-48，马太福音22:35-40，约翰福音3:16-12:24-25，13:34，21:15-17，罗马书13:8-10，哥林多前书13:4-8上，16:22-24。
Anoint us with your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we give this meeting to you.
Amen.
Pray you will anoint your word.
Amen.
Anoint our brothers.
Amen.
Anoint every one of our ears.
Amen.
We want an open heart.
Amen.
Pure heart for your word.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. The last time I stood on this podium and spoke to you was on October 18th, 2015, a little over a year ago.
我上一次在这地方和弟兄姊妹们见面是去年的10月18号，一年多一点以前。
At that time, was shortly after we have started to get into the book of 1 Corinthians.
那个时候我们刚刚开始进入哥林多前书。
Now we have come to Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
现在我们来到哥林多前书第十三章。
And the last time I spoke here, standing on the front row, was nearly 9 months ago at Brother Benjamin's funeral meeting.
上一次在这地方向和弟兄姊妹们交通是大约九个月前。就是在陈泽全弟兄安息聚会上。
At that occasion, Brother Ed was not here. He was in Chile, and I felt, for the sake of the family, for the sake of the saints, and all those who came from other places, I had to stay from the beginning to the end.
上一次因为爱的弟兄那时候在智利，他不在这地方，啊，弟兄觉得他是他的责任。要在这地方从头到尾都与家庭同在。
Those of you who are here, you probably remember it was a very long day, and I stayed until the very end, and it lasted about 9 hours.
那天我们在座的弟兄姊妹们知道这是一个很长的一天，从头到尾那一天大约九个多小时。
It overtaxed my body to such an extent that my right side, I cannot put on weight anymore.
啊，从那一次那一天实在是过劳了，我的右腿从那时候就没有办法再负有任何的重量的负荷。
And even until now, I still cannot stand up to share.
就是到今天，我也无法站着和弟兄姊妹们说话。
Even though during this period of time, I never missed a Lord's table meeting.
虽然在这一段时间里面，我从来没有耽误过一次主的桌子。
And I always participated in the Lord's table meeting either by calling a hymn or pray, offer a short prayer.
每次主日聚会，我都会在这地方，或者是点诗歌，或者祷告。
But still, recently, over the past months, I have heard a number of saints told me that they miss seeing me.
过去这一个多月，我经常听到弟兄姊妹们告诉我，他们很怀念我向你们说话的机会。
Well, they miss seeing me. Actually, they 他们没有看见我，
因为没有看见他，所以很想念他。
Actually, I was here every Lord's Day.
Right.
但是他每个主日都在。
Even though I, because of my physical condition, I could not stay for the whole time.
虽然因为身体的原因，没有办法每次把整堂聚会都在。
I was a little concerned. We are losing our connections.
我有点担心呢、啊，我们之间的联系啊，有点中断。
I was a bit concerned.That I may become, let me use this word, I may become a discombobulated voice to you.
我担心呢，有时候这个因为这个久不见呢，久不聚，我这个到最后他有一些声音呢变成噪音，你听不见了。
In other words, I may become to you that my voice and my person have been disjointed.
到一个程度呢，他这个人和他的声音呢，和弟兄姊妹们断开了。
Actually, I was thinking about that during the last 4 years since my operation, I could not travel.
过去的四年呢，因为他的手术，他也没有办法旅行。
But I do keep contact with my brother, and his family in Southern California.
但是呢，期间他和他的哥哥在住在南加州，一直保持联系。
And we FaceTime each other every Lord's Day.
他们每个主日都用这个视频一起交通。
And actually, we feel we've never left each other. We almost see each other every week.
他觉得并没有距离的分开，因为每个主日他们都能见面。
In other words, we did not miss our connection.
他的意思就是没有断开他们的联系。
So I feel I need to have.A real FaceTime with you.
他觉得他要和你们呢有面对面，就是不光是视频性的，而是面对面和弟兄姊妹们见面。
I told the brothers I would like from time to time I like to get up here, see you face to face.
他告诉弟兄们，他愿意时不时的要在这地方和弟兄姊妹们面对面交通。
Not every week, but maybe from time to time.
不一定是每周。但是最起码时不时的见个面。
So therefore, we can reestablish our connections.
这样的话，我们重新建立我们的关系。
I feel this is really important.
这是很重要的。
It is not only important to you; it is important to me.
不光是对你们重要，对朱弟兄也是很重要。
I feel we're always connected, and I want to continue, want to resume or reconnect. With each other.
我觉得虽然这个他就一直盼望着能够恢复并且继续这样的交通。
And I told the brothers, since we are coming up to 1 Corinthians 13, I thought this would be a wonderful occasion for me to reconnect with you.
因为我们来到哥林多前书第十三章，弟兄觉得这是我们重新建立关系和重新接上线的一个好机会。
And since I made that decision,I found the Lord has really opened up this chapter to me.
当弟兄在这个地方这样寻求这个交通机会的时候，主把十三章向他开启。
It amazed me, what the love mentioning 1 Corinthians chapter 13 includes.
这个因着十三章的开启，这个这地方讲到神的爱。是对弟兄是相当的有一个新的惊奇。
You know, many Christians, many Bible students all love 1 Corinthians 13.
众多的基督徒，特别是研究圣经的人，都是非常喜欢哥林多前书十三章。
They call this is the definition of love.
大家都叫这一章是这个爱的定义。
But how much do we appreciate this portion as the definition of love?
但我要问我们自己对着神的定义，爱的定义到底有多少的真傻？
I know that some years ago when we get into the book of 1 Corinthians, we appreciated very much that 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14 is a unit.
多年前我们进入哥林多前书的时候，我们知道我们把哥林多前书十二、十三、十四章把它当成一个单位、一个单元来认识。
But I think just in that context alone, it's hard to appreciate why 1 Corinthians 13 is called the definition of love.
如果我们只从那个一个单元来看的话，我们还是无法完全领略为什么十三章叫做爱的定义。
So I would like to share this with you this morning.
今天早上我愿意和你们交通。
I wanted to share with you about 1 Corinthians 13, not only in the context of 1 Corinthians or 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14.
今天早上我交通不是只是在这十二、十三的这个十四这个上下文里来交通。
But I want to fellowship with you this love mentioning 1 Corinthians 13 in the context of entire New Testament.
我想在整个新约的这个前提下来交通十三章。
I've told the brothers what I would like to do is just to crack an opening on this matter.
我想跟弟兄们交通呢，今天我们就是在十三章开一个头。
And I hope in the following weeks, different brothers who have been sharing with us during the last past year would develop the various different aspects of this inclusive love.
我想在后面的几周里面，其他弟兄们能够继续在这个思路上发展。
I thought about this a lot. How should I share this with you?
我也对这个如何和弟兄姊妹们交通，我有很多的思考。
Let me say that of the languages that we use here in the church,
在教会生活里面，我们所有用的语言
，which means the English,
就是英语
，the Chinese,
华语
，the Spanish.
西班牙语
the Koreans,
韩语
and other languages, French and German and Russian,
法语、德语、俄语等等所有的语言
I believe all these languages, they all use only one word to describe love.
我相信在这些语言里面，用来表达爱的词汇，一般都只有一个词
And this love actually represents both.The noun and the verb, the action.
平常这一个字，这个爱这个字，都是代表名词或者是动词。
Actually, this word love as a noun is a very abstract word.
当爱用在这个名词的时候，是一个相当抽象的一个词。
How do you describe love?
你如何来描绘什么是爱呢
？How do you define what is love?
你如何定义什么是爱呢
？We usually think of love as some kind of a feeling, and but this feeling is between different human relationships.
平常我描述爱是一般都是从感觉来描述，但是你怎么来描述人和人之间的这感觉呢
？It's a very abstract term.
所以是相当抽象的一个词。
And then when it is in action, it that expression varies depending on whom are you talking about.
当我们把它用在这个动词和这个行动上的时候，你也很难描绘到底有多大的程度你来爱。
Actually, I was thinking that all the languages you concerning the word love represented that secular culture.
当我们在这个用爱的时候，我觉得都是在一种这个世俗文化里的使用这个爱字。
But the love that is mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is different.
但是在哥林多前书十三章里所用的这个爱是一个不同意义的词。
You know, the New Testament was written in Greek.
你知道新约是用希腊文写成的。
In the original Greek text of the New Testament, love is represented not just by one word, but by two words.
你知道在新约里面这个爱 不是用一个词，乃是用两个词来描述的。
I know some of you may will say there are other words, but anyway, mainly are these two words.
你也许说还有其他的词，但是新约里面主要是这两个词。
I would rather say mainly two pairs of words.
我更要说呢，更是有两对的词。
That is two pairs of noun and the verb.
有两对的，一对是名词，一对是动词。
And it is a very interesting situation. I want to tell you that in 1 Corinthians 13, the love Paul wrote, he used, is the word agape.
我要告诉弟兄姊妹们，哥林多前书十三章，保罗用的爱的字是 agape 的这个字。
The word agape was not first used by Paul.
Agape 这个词啊，不是保罗率先用的。
Agape is was first used in the Gospels.
首先，这个词是在福音书里用到。
Actually, this word was used by the Lord Jesus.
啊，主耶稣首先用这个词。
And we're going to see that.
一会儿我们就还看到。
And so the noun is agape, and the verb is agapao.
这个名词是 agape， 动词是 agapo。
Just bear with me a little bit. This is very important.
你稍微忍耐一下，你就会看到这个很重要。
You see, we all know this verse, John 3:16.
我们都知道约翰福音三章十六节。
John 3:16, we all can memorize it.
我们都能够记下这句，都能重复这句话。
For God so agapao the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信入他的不至灭亡，反得永远的生命。
So here you have this pair of words.
这地方你有一对，一个 agape， 一个 agapo。
AndIn the Greek, I don't want to get into too much. I don't know too much about Greek. But anyway, I think that just to point this out is important. In the Greek, there are these families of words.
虽然我这个不要进入太多的希腊文，但是呢，在希腊文里面有许多这一家一家的词汇。
And in each family, there is what they call the root word, that is, it originates, and all the other words derives from this word.
在每一个一组的词里面都有一个字根，所以其他的词呢都是从这个字根延伸出来的。
And this pair of words, agape and agapao, the root is the verb, not the noun.
这一对词里面，这个字根不是这个名词。乃是那个动词。
Now you see the importance of John 3:16.
这样你就看到约翰三章十六节的重要性。
God so agapao the world.
神是那样的爱世人。
And he gave his only begotten son.
甚至把他的独生子赐给他们。
That whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life.
使一切信入他的不至灭亡，反得永远的生命。
And this is the source.
这是那个源头。
This is the root.
这是那个根源。
You know, sometimes we say God is love, right? That's correct.
我们说神是爱，这当然是正确的。
But how do you know God is love?
但是你怎么知道神是爱？
God is love because he so agapaoed the world.
神之所以是爱，因为他爱世人。
You see, this is so very important.
这很重要。
And I want to tell you, actually, of these two pairs,
我要告诉你这两对的词。
Let me just mention briefly the other word.
我把另外一对也讲一下。
The other love is filial.
另外一个词叫 filial.
This is also a very good word.
也是非常好的一个词。
Because we know this word filial is the first part of the word Philadelphia.
我们知道这是菲拉铁菲这个字的前面那个字那、这个字缀。
And which means love.The brothers,
菲拉铁菲的意思就是爱弟兄。
And now, as I mentioned earlier about the other pair, now let me talk about this pair. Filial is the noun. I mean, it's a verb.
我们要现在看这个词的时候呢，这个 filial 是一个动词。
And the pair with filial is called philos, which is the friend.
那个名词对应的名词叫philos, 就是朋友的意思。
And this pair of words, the root is not the verb, but the noun.
这一对词那个字根不是动词乃是名词
You first have the friend
你首先要有朋友的关系
Then you have the filial
你才有那个
有爱
啊，有爱的爱
Okay, now this is really very very important
这很重要
In the New Testament this first pair is used 259 times
啊，这一个词呢 这个爱呢 这个 pair 用了259次
And so in other words, agape and agapao is very important.
所以 agape, agapo 是很重要的一对词。
And the other pair, filial and philos, only used 55 times.
另外一对 filial 和 philos 就是只用了55次。
And not only that,
不光如此。
In the New Testament, the first time these four words, these two pairs are used, the first time it's used is...Agapao.
这两对里面在新约里面首先用到的一对词实际上是 agape 和 agapo
is the verb
是那个动词的形态
is the root of the noun
是那个这一对词词组的词根
Now I want to tell you this first because I think it's extremely important that this concept or this definition of theAgape in 1 Corinthians 13 is so very foreign from any secular culture.
我要这样解释的意思是因为在13章里面这个 agape 对于这个世俗语言来说相当于外国话。
Because when you say agape, we sometimes say this is a divine love.
当我们讲到 agape 的时候，我们都说这是神圣的爱。
Do you think this is the Greek culture concept?
你们认为这是希腊文化里的观念吗？
This is actually altogether foreign to this culture.
实际上，这个概念对希腊文化来说像外国话一样。
So therefore, for Paul to write to the Corinthians about this definition of love, we have to go back to the beginning of.The New Testament.
所以我们要来看保罗对哥林多人所用这个词的话，这个意义的话，我们需要回到新约的开始。
Now I want to tell you that actually the first time this word agapao was used was in Matthew chapter 5.
我要告诉弟兄们，第一次新约用到这个词是在马太福音第五章。
The verse I have listed here, I mean you will see the first verse I want to quote to you.As you will see, it's very meaningful. Is Matthew 5:17.
第一个经节是马太五章十七节。
And Matthew 5:16, the Lord Jesus was decreeing the constitution of the kingdom.
他在这地方宣告国度的宪法。
And there, the Lord Jesus made this statement. He said, "Do not think that I have come to abolish law." And the prophets, I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill.
在那地方，主耶稣说：“不要以为我来是要废除律法和申言者，我来不是要废除，乃是要成全。”
Now it is very interesting. We all know that from John chapter 1, the law was given by Moses, and the grace.And the reality came through Jesus Christ.
我们知道，在约翰福音一章讲到，律法是借着摩西赐的，恩典和实际是借着耶稣基督来的。
We always say that the Old Testament is the dispensation or the period of law.
我们知道旧约，我们都讲说是律法时代。
And the New Testament age is the age of grace.
啊，新约是恩典的时代。
But the Lord Jesus.Came out very clearly stated that he came not to abolish the law and the prophets, but not to abolish, but to fulfill.
但是主耶稣在马太福音却清楚地告诉我们，他来不是要废除律法，乃是要成全律法。
I use this verse because in the past we always thought, well, the Lord Jesus said he came to fulfill the law and the prophets. Actually, because all the prophets, whether major or minor in the Old Testament, they all point to the Lord Jesus. Therefore, when the Lord Jesus came, all the prophecies were fulfilled.
我们以为过去那句话，也在旧约里面有大伸言者、小伸言者。当主耶稣来，这些伸言者所说的都是指向基督。当基督来了，所有这些伸言者所说的话就都完成了。
But don't forget, we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 through 14.
不要忘掉，我们实际上是在哥林多前书一章到十三章。
Particularly when we come to 14, you will see a lot about the prophesying.
特别是到了十四章，我们就看到许多关于伸言的教导。
And you will see that is very, very meaningful.
我们会看到这是非常有意义的。
Okay, so then the Lord Jesus went on in that chapter, began to start to use this word agapao.
啊，我们看到在马太五章。主耶稣会继续用到这个词 agapo 这个动词。
Let me just read those few verses with you.
我们一起来读这几处经节。
Is now please remember that when Paul used the word agape in 1 Corinthians 13, he did not coin the term.
我们要知道要清楚，当保罗在哥林多前书十三章用这个 agape 这个爱这个名词的时候，他不是这个词的发明者。
And in fact, in the New Testament, the Lord Jesus was the first one who used it.
在新约里面，主耶稣是第一个用这个词的人。
And the Lord Jesus not only was the first one to use it, he used it to quote from the Old Testament.
主耶稣用这个词还不是只是讲到新约，他乃是用这个词来引述旧约的话。
He quoted from the Old Testament not to abolish it.But to fulfill it,
他引用旧约的话，他不是要废掉这个律法，乃是要成全它。
You see, in Matthew 5:43, he said, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.'"
你们听见有话说，要爱你们的邻舍，恨你们的仇敌。
Now, please notice the word "love" here.Is agapao.
要意识到这地方这个用的这个爱的这个字是个 agapao 那个动词。
And this is a quotation from Leviticus.
这是引用利未记的一处经节。
And the second half is a quotation from Psalm 41.
第二段这个要恨你的仇敌是诗篇四十一篇里出来的。
You can get these cross references from the Recovery Version.
你可以在恢复圣经那个这个串珠里面找到。
But I want to tell you this. It is very interesting. Because when the Lord Jesus was quoting from the Old Testament, he was using the Septuagint text.
要知道主耶稣引用旧约的时候，他用的是七十式希腊文译本。
And the Septuagint version is the Greek version of the Old Testament.
七十式译本就是用希腊文翻译的。
In other words, this concept or this definition of agapao is not something from the Greek culture, but it is from the Old Testament.
所以我们要知道这个词用这个词 agapao 这个动词不是从希腊文化来的，乃是从旧约圣经来的。
Then the Lord Jesus went on to expound it.
主耶稣接下来继续的。拓展他的说法。
He's the verse 44. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
主耶稣说：“但是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为逼迫你们的人祷告。”
Now, let me read it this way. But I say to you, agapao your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
这个中文不好翻，
yeah,
实际上是一样的。
Yeah, you see, that's the reason.
Amen.
That's why I said the Chinese or English or Spanish, they're all the same. But in Greek, the Holy Spirit used that word.
所以在英文、中文里面都不好翻，在这个希腊文里面，他用的却是你要实实在在、切实行动着来爱你的仇敌，来为逼迫你的人祷告。
And the Lord Jesus went on to say, so that you may become sons of your Father who is in the heavens, because he causes sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust.
这样你们就可以做你们诸天之上父的儿子，因为他叫日头上升，照恶人也照好人，下雨给好人也 给歹人也给不义的人。
And if you love,
也给义人也给不义的人。
And if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collector do the same?
如果你们只爱那爱你们的人，有什么赏赐？税吏不也是这样行吗？
And if you greet only your brothers, what better things are you doing? Do not even the Gentiles do the same?
如果你们只向你们的弟兄问安，这有什么过人的长处？
Therefore,
外邦人不也这么行吗？
You therefore shall be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
所以你们要完全，像你们的天父完全一样。
Now I read these verses to you because I believe we have to see this love, agapao, first mentioned in the New Testament.
我读这个的话的意思是，我们要先看到这个 agapao 这个爱的动词是首先用在这个新约马太福音的。
And the Lord Jesus made it very clear who is the source of this love.
主耶稣把这在这地方。把这个表达得非常清楚，让我们认识到这个爱的源头是谁。
The agapao, to have such an action of love, is because of the Heavenly Father.
这个 agapao 就是有实际、实实在在爱人的行动的这个爱，是因为源于我们天上的父神。
And this is a matter of life.
这是因为生命的缘故。
And this is also inclusive.
这也是包容性的爱。
You see, this is not to say, you select, this one deserves it, that one doesn't deserve it, but in God's agape, it includes everybody.
这并不是说这个爱是有选择性的，爱这个不爱那个，乃是说这个爱是包容性的。
And he said, therefore, you shall be perfect, You therefore shall be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
所以主耶稣说，你们要完全，就我们要完全，像我们的天，我们的天父完全一样。
We all say, oh boy, this is too high an order. How can we be perfect like the heavenly Father?
如果我们说这实在是这个无法达到的，我们如何能够像我们的天父一样完全呢？
But we have to see this kind of a love is a matter of life.
所以我们需要看到这样的爱是完全出于一个生命。
We have a heavenly Father.
我们有一个天父。
You know, dear brothers and sisters, these two words are so meaningful, I want to explain to you this morning.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这两个词是何等的有意义。 我想跟弟兄姊妹多解释一点。
Not only agape is so wonderful,
不光是 agape 是非常奇妙的一个词。
Filio,is also very wonderful.
Filial 也是很奇妙的。
And filial, of course, we mentioned earlier, it is, you know, this word, wonderful word of Philadelphia, means love the brothers.
当然我们知道这个 filial 是和腓拉铁腓有关系的，说到弟兄之间的爱。
And actually, you know, in the verses we just read, it brought out this contrast.
刚才我们读的经节里面已经把这两个词的这个不同处 不相同处已经带出来了。
You see, the Lord Jesus actually talked about this agape, this divine love, this love from the Heavenly Father is inclusive.
主耶稣已经把这个爱的范围带出来了。
It's
它是一个包罗性的爱。
It's not selective.
它不是选择性的爱。
For some, but not for others.
不是爱一部分，不爱另外一部分。
So far as Heavenly Father is concerned, everybody, he will shine with the sun, with the rain.
从我们天父的角度来看，他给每一个人都照，都太阳都照他，日月下给他，他是爱所有的人。
He said, if you only love those who are good, if you only love your brothers, if you greet only your brothers, what better things are you doing? Do not even the Gentiles do the same?
如果我们只向我们的兄弟兄问安，有什么过人的长处？外邦人也是那样行的。
If we do this to our brothers, meaning we do have the filial love.
如果我们只这样行，对我们的弟兄行，就是我们有那个 filial 的爱。
Now you see, dear brothers and sisters, this is very interesting. As I mentioned, there are these two pairs.
我讲到有这两组的词。
Actually, these two kinds of love, you might say, these two kinds of love.
我要讲是这两种的爱。
Is actually are to the Christians.
这两种的爱都是对基督徒讲的。
Because as Christians, we have two.
在基督徒的生活里面
，we have two fathers.
我们有两个父亲。
We have an earthly father.
我们有一个地上的父亲，肉身的父亲。
We also have a heavenly father.
我们也有一个天父，天上的父亲。
We receive our human life from our parents, our earthly father.
我们在肉身的生命是从我们的在地的父母，我们肉身的父亲得来的。
And by being born again, we have a heavenly father.
借着我们的重生，我们有一个天上的父亲，就是我们的天父。
Through our earthly father, we received an instinct of filial love.
在借着我们在地上肉身的父亲，我们借着出生就已经得着了他这个 filial 的这个爱。
Don't say it is bad.
不要说这是不好的。
Well, you may say, well, sometimes even the siblings, they kill each other, but that's because of the enemy. Don't.
有时候我们说，哎呀，这个兄弟之间都相残，但是不要这样说，因为那是由仇敌来的。
You know, the instinct that God has put in all the human beings that have their siblings, they have their fathers, there is an instinct of filial love.
所以我们都肉身的父亲放在我们里面的，那是不自觉的，就是一种弟兄的爱。
And that kind of a love, actually, dear brothers and sisters, that kind of a love is limited because we are limited.
那个爱是有限的，因为我们这个人是有限的。
We only love those that are closest to us.
我们只爱那些和我们很近的人。
Now this morning, I don't want to spend too much time, but I want to say a little bit about the meaning of the brother.
我不想说花很多时间，但是我要解释一下弟兄是什么意思。
Actually, what I mean is both brother and sister.
它是指弟兄，也指姊妹。
Actually, this is meaning siblings. We all know the siblings, right?
就是讲到同胞了。
You know, the siblings are very, very close.
我们知道这个同胞是很近的。
And actually, the Greek word is, I think, more descriptive than any other languages that I know.
我觉得希腊文里面对这个描述是比任何其他语言更贴切的。
You see, the brother is called Adelphos.
你的弟兄他叫 Adelpho.
And the sister is called Adelphi because of the end of the word.
姐妹之间叫 Adelphi.
You know what it means?
你知道这意思是什么意思呢
？Don't think it was crude. It is really very descriptive.
不要觉得这是很粗野的语言，但是非常那个具有描述的非常清楚。
Both brother and sister simply means simultaneously in uterus.
这两个词的意思，无论是讲弟兄还是讲姊妹，就是他们一母同，就是双胞胎，是同时在妈妈的子宫里的。
There's no closer human relationship.
没有其他任何人类的关系。
You know, they are both close in space and in time.
没有任何人的关系比这个描述的更清楚。
You know why? Because we are also limited in space and in time.
因为我们都是受时空限制的。
And we are so transient.
我们都是很短暂的。
So, God gave us this instinct, the human instinct, when we were born.In our parents' family, with our siblings, there is a natural instinct of filial love.
实际上，我们的父母给我们的生命是我们不自觉也不自知的就得着了兄弟姐妹之间这一母双胎的同胞胎的这样的人性的爱。
But what the Lord Jesus described.
主耶稣在
Matthew chapter 5,
但是主耶稣在马太五章所描述的爱
God's purpose, God's desire is to expand, is to enlarge this limited human instinct of filial love into this inclusive agape love.
知道主耶稣在这地方反映出神要把这个这地方所有限的受时空限制的这一个爱扩大成包罗的包容性的爱。
So therefore, when we come to Matthew chapter 22,
当我们来到马太二十二章的时候
，and there was a lawyer came to ask the Lord Jesus a question.
有一个律法师来问主耶稣一个问题
，testing him.
来试验主耶稣。
Said, well, let's see. We have the verses. Matthew chapter 22.
Matthew 22. 马太二十二章。三十五节。
Okay. And one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?"
他们中间有一个律法师试诱主耶稣说，这个律法上的诫命哪一条最大？
And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets."
主耶稣回答他说，你要全心全魂全心思爱主你的神，这是最大的，也是第一条诫命。其次也相仿，要爱你的邻舍如同自己。一切律法和申言者的总纲教训和总纲都系于这两条教训。
Here, you shall love, you shall agapao the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And the second is like it, you shall agapao your neighbor as yourself.
这地方主耶稣用的这个爱这个词是个动词 agapao。他说你要全心全魂并全心思爱主你的神，其次也相仿，要爱邻舍如同自己。这两个爱都是那个 agapo 的爱。
Because he did not use the word filial on the second for the neighbor.
第二他、第一个当然是用的 agapo， 第二个讲到邻舍的时候他也没有用 filial， 而是用的 agapo。
You see, because through the second birth, through our new birthThat we have received this instinct, this ability to love with the agape love.
借着我们的重生，我们也是不自觉的就接受了这第二种的爱，就是 agape 的爱。
And this kind of a love is to love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind.
这一个爱是让我们全心、全魂、全心思来爱我们的神。
This is the all-inclusive.
这是包罗万有的。
And you say, how can we love God like that?
你也许会问说，我们如何能爱神，爱到这个程度呢？
But God has put that instinct of agape love.
但是要知道，我们的主已经是不自觉的、下意识的把这个爱放在了我们里面。
Putting every believer.
放在了每一个信入耶稣基督的人里面。
Because God so agape the world.
因为神是那样如此的爱世人。
And even given his only begotten son.
甚至把他的独生子都借着爱给了我们。
Whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life.
无论哪一个信入他的人都不会失丧，那要得着永远的生命。
And when we love God with this inclusive love,
当我们爱神，用这个包罗的爱来爱神的时候，
our love for the neighbors will be just like a love for ourselves.
我们对邻舍的爱也就像对我们自己的爱一样。
Okay. Now these are the verses I want to quote from Matthew.
我这是从马太福音，我就引用这么多经节。
Okay, now then we go to Gospel of John.
我们来到约翰福音。
And John, of course, I already quoted John 3:16.
我已经引用过三章十六节了。
And in John chapter 13, verse 14,
在约翰福音十三章三十四节，
the Lord Jesus told his disciples,
主耶稣告诉他的门徒们说，
he told them, he said, let me see, 34, he said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another."
主耶稣告诉门徒们说，我赐给你们一条新诫命，乃是叫你们彼此相爱，正如我爱你们，你们也要彼此相爱。
This, of course, this is also this agapao, this divine love.
当然，这地方的爱就是也是这个动词 agapao 的爱。
Okay, now we often use this pair of words from John chapter 21.
我们有经常用这个约翰二十一章的这另外一对词。
Let me move on a bit, and because I want to save the last few minutes for 1 Corinthians.
啊，我要赶紧讲，最后留几分钟讲哥林多前书十三章。
You know, actually, many years ago, when I first heard about these two words, agape and filial love.
多年前我听到这个两个词的时候。
It was when I heard it from somebody gave a message on John chapter 21.
我是在别人讲这个约翰二十一章的时候学到的。
And I was very impressed.
我这相当这个相当肯定。
And I, you know, all these years try to remind myself we should love with agape love and not the filial love.
这些年那些话一直提醒我，我们要爱彼此，爱弟兄姊妹，要用 agape 的爱。不要用非流的爱。
But I must say, I must tell you all these years, I don't know how much I really have seen this.
但是我要告诉你，我那时候还没有看到，我今天看到的。
But it was very interesting this time, when we come back to this pair of words again.
今天我们来到这两对词的时候，我们又重新看到。
Let me just read these verses to you, John chapter 21 verses 15 through 17.
我们来看这个约翰福音二十一章十五到十七节。
And that was in the Lord's resurrection.
这在主复活的时候，复活以后
，He appeared to his disciples.
他向门徒们显现。
And particularly because Peter brought a group of fellow believers to fish again.
特别是在彼得带着六个弟兄去打鱼。重新打鱼的时候
，And the Lord gave them a miracle by catching 153.
主那天给了他们一个奇迹，一网下去打中了153条鱼。
And also prepared the breakfast for them.
也预备了早餐。
And then when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Feed my lambs.
他们吃完了早餐，主耶稣就问这个西门彼得。说西门彼得西门彼得，这约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更多吗？彼得就告诉主耶稣说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的小羊。”
And again, English or Chinese or Spanish, they all the same word love. But in original, the Lord Jesus said, "Do you agapao me more than these?" And he said.Peter said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I filial you.
这地方当然西班牙无论是什么语言都是只有一个爱字。但在这地方主耶稣问约翰问这个西门的时候说你 agapo 我吗就是你爱我吗但是彼得的回答说 I filial, 我 filial 你就是我爱你是另外一个字。
And what the Lord Jesus said is, you know, the Lord was very interesting. The Lord did not correct him. No, no, you're wrong.
但主耶稣没有纠正他。
The Lord only said, "Feed my lambs."
主耶稣就是简单的告诉他，你喂养我的小羊。
You know, it is very interesting, dear brothers and sisters. It's very easy to think about the new ones and the lambs.
那弟兄姊妹，你知道我们很容易想起我们的小羊。
You're focused on them.
我们有时候会很关心他们，关注他们。
They are the ones that are closest to you.
那些是和你最近的。
But your love can never extend beyond them.
但是有时候你的爱呀，很难越过他们，临近别人。
So the Lord Jesus, the second time, he said to him again, a second time, Simon, son of John, do you agapao me?
主耶稣第二次对彼得说，这个约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？又是用 agapao.
He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I filial you.
彼得又回答主耶稣说：“你知道我 filial 你。”
But you know, again here the Lord Jesus did not correct him.
主耶稣这时候还是没有纠正他。
I mean, the first time I heard the message, oh, you know, Peter was really slow and you know.
第一次我听到这个信息的时候，人说：“彼得反应很慢。”
But you know, you have to see what was the Lord's reaction.
但是你重要的是要看主耶稣怎么反应。
It is not based on what you understand. You think Peter is really not up to snuff.
Yeah.不是，你不要照着你自己的理解，你不觉得彼得很笨，但是呢，你要从主耶稣怎么来看，他的反应怎么来看。
The Lord Jesus said to him, Shepherd my sheep.
主耶稣却告诉他说，你牧养我的羊。
Extend your vista. Look out a little bit.
也把他的这个视野扩大。
Not just to those lambs all the time.
不是只看你附近和你最近的小羊，而是要看到神的群羊。
There are many sheep out there. They need your shepherding.
你要看到周围许多的神的羊，是需要你牧养的。
And he said to him the third time.
第三次主耶稣问他。
Simon, son of John, do you love me?Peter was grieved that he said to him the third time, Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep.
主耶稣第三次问他说，西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次问他，就忧愁起来，对耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。主耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。
So let me replace the love with those words. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you filio me?
你要知道，这第三次主耶稣问的时候，他用的不是 agapo， 他用的是 filio。他说，西门，你 filio 我吗？
Peter was grieved that he said to him the third time, do you filio me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I filio you.
彼得回答说：“主耶稣，你是无所不知的，你知道我 filio 你。”
Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep."
主耶稣说：“喂养我的羊。”
Actually, I don't think the Lord Jesus was rebuking Peter, but the Lord Jesus was hoping using this occasion to enlarge Peter.
我不认为主耶稣在这地方是责怪彼得，乃是在这地方要扩大彼得。
He needs to.Be enlarged to not only feed the lambs, but to shepherd the sheep, and even to feed the sheep.
这地方不是只喂养你的小羊，乃是要甚至牧养神的羊，并且喂养神的羊。
At the end of the sharing, you will hear why I say this.
啊，你到这个最到结束的时候，你就知道为什么这样说。
Okay, so now let me go to Romans chapter 13.
我们来到罗马书十三章。
You know, this time I was very much touched by Romans 13.
这一次我对这个罗马十三章有非常更深的认识。
You know, we often compare Romans 12 with 1 Corinthians 12.
许多时候我们对比罗马十二章和林前十二章。
But this time I was very much impressed by the contrast of Romans 13 with 1 Corinthians 13.
这一次我对罗马十三章对应林前十三章也有新的认识。
And inI will just use this portion in Romans chapter 13, verse 8.
我们来看罗马书十三章八节。
He said, Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for he who loves the other has fulfilled the law.
这地方说到，凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的就完全了律法。
And this love here, used in verse 8,Is all agapao.
这地方用的在第八节用的爱都是 agapao 的爱。
Verse 9, For you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and if there's any other commandment, it is summed up in this word, namely, you shall agapao your neighbor as yourself.
第九节说，因为不可奸淫，不可杀人，不可偷盗，不可起贪心，不可贪心，以及任何别的诫命，都总括在要 agapao 邻舍如同自己这一句话里面了。
Agape does not work evil to his neighbor, therefore agape is the fulfillment of the law.
爱是不加设于邻舍的，所以爱乃是律法的完满。
I don't have time to explain to you, but you can see this is how Paul understood what the Lord Jesus taught in Matthew.
我不需要更多的解释。从这里我们看到，这就是保罗对主耶稣在马太第五章所讲的话的理解。
So in learning all of this, Paul wrote 1 Corinthians.
借着所有这一切的学习，保罗写了林前十三章。
And I believe that from Matthew chapter 22, we saw that this love, agape, this love originating from God the Father, our Heavenly Father, is the one that is all-inclusive.
我们从这个地方学习到，在马太第五章有22章，我们看到我们神的爱是包罗的爱。
Let me just mention very briefly. I know the church in Corinth had a lot of problems.
我们知道在哥林多这个教会里面有许多的问题。
One of the problems is division.
一个问题就是分裂。
Now, what is division?
什么是分裂呢？
Division is preferences.
分裂就是有选择性。
They all
有选择性。
Yeah, I like this. I like this. I don't like that. I mean,
我爱这个，我喜欢这个，不喜欢那个，等等。
And it is this that division that breaks up the oneness.
你知道这个分裂就把这个一给打破了。
And this division is causes all the problems in the church in Corinth.
你知道这个分裂是哥林多教会所有难处的根源。
And we know that we have heard that 1 Corinthians is the book that tell us that Christ is a solution to all their problems.
我们知道这个哥林多的讲到基督和他的十字架是教会一切难处的解答。
Yes, that is correct.
当然这是对的。
But more practically, in 1 Corinthians 13, or 12, 13, and 14 shows that actually love is the solution to all the problems.
在这个应用上，我们看到十二、十三、十四章，我们看到爱是解决所有这些难处的一条路。
It is this all-inclusive love that can solve the problem.
这是那个包容性的爱来能够解决所有的问题。
But it's easy to say, you see, you all need all-inclusive love.
这个说是容易啊，说用包罗性的爱。
But how do you practice this?
行是难，怎么来实行呢？
So Paul here was inspired by the Spirit to use the body to describe this.
所以保罗在这地方被圣灵感动，用人的身体来描述这个关系。
You see, the body is really the picture of completeness.
这个身体就是这个一个完整的图画。
The body is a picture of oneness.
这个身体呢就是这个一的真实的图画。
But also it is a picture of completeness.
也是一个完全完美的图画。
I mean from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, you see that a body but many members.
在十二章我们看到一个身体有许多的肢体。
And not all members are the same function.
并不是所有的肢体都有同样的功用。
And not, let me put it in this way, not all members are as close to each other.
同时讲到所有的肢体并不是彼此都有同样的这个同样的亲密。
Some members actually feel a close kinship. Kinship with others.
Yeah. 有的肢体呢觉得和别人呢好像是更有这个亲密的关系。
And some members feel quite distant from others.
有些呢是讲到远亲一样的肢体的关系。
But they all belong to the same body.
但是都是同一个身体上的肢体。
And every member is necessary.
每一个肢体都是不可少的。
And every member needs to be built up and functioning in the body.
每一个肢体都需要被建造，能够在身体上尽功用。
And this needs every member has an all-inclusive view of the all-inclusive love.
所以这每一个肢体都需要有这个包罗性的爱的这个眼光。
And in fact, Paul used different ways of describing it.
保罗用不同的办法方式来描述这一个爱。
He describes that the functions, some of the members are comely.
有些他描述有些肢体是俊美的，俊美的。
Some are not so comely.
其他有些呢是不是那么俊美的。
Actually, some of the not so comely think they are comely.
有些不俊美的肢体也许想着说我很俊美。
So therefore, okay, now this is very important.
所以弟兄姊妹这很重要了。
Therefore, that they all have feelings for each other.
这个肢体之间呢都彼此有感觉的。
So therefore, actually, sometimes people, I think, really misinterpret 1 Corinthians 12.
我觉得有时候有些弟兄姊妹们是错误领会临前十二章。
And even now, still, I recently, I still heard people still talk this way.
最近我还是听到有人错误的领会十二章。
Yes, Paul did say that when we were serving, following the dumb idols, we were dumb as the idols.
保罗确实说到，当我们拜那些不能出声的哑巴的偶像的时候，我们就被那个哑巴偶像所牵引。
But now we all can speak. We all can speak. Jesus is Lord. We can also speak other things.
今天我们知道，我们都能够在灵里说话。
But I want you to notice that in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, that there are lots of nonsensical talk.
但是在这个灵前十二章却讲到许多不明就里的说话。
I mean, you know, the other day I heard a brother who's been in the church life for a long time still say this way. I mean, just make me cringe.
那天我听到有一个弟兄在教会生活已经很多年了，说话还是不着边际，让我心里面呢就很揪心。
He said, "You know, this body we're talking about is a wonderful thing because everybody talks."
他讲到说，这个我们这个基督的身体真是好，因为每个肢体都能说话。
Come on, let's read the word.
我们读圣经嘛。
What did the word say?
圣经是怎么说的
If such a member, you know, if the ear said, "Because I'm not the eye, therefore I do not belong to the body."
有的说耳朵说我不是眼睛，所以我不属于身体。
What did Paul say?
保罗说什么呢？
It is not because of that he is not of the body.
不能因为他不是眼睛不能看就不属于身体。
That means his talk is nonsensical.
所以那弟兄的说话是不着边际的。
Doesn't count.
是不算数的。
And not only that, several of them are like that.
不仅如此，还有好几个都是那样子。
Whether you are self-abasing or whether you are criticizing, you're looking down at others, this kind of attitude, this kind of expression.Does not build up the body.
不，无论你是自夸也好，批评别人也好，这些态度都不能建造基督的身体。
Well, let me put it in this way: these kinds of talk are not talk in the agape love.
我再另外一种说法就是，这样的说话不是在这个 agape 的爱里的这种说话。
If you are in the agape love, you never talk that way.
如果你是真的在神的这个 agape 的爱的里面。你不会那样说话。
So I don't like to hear that kind of a nonsensical talk. Oh, the body is so wonderful, everybody can talk. Not everybody should that kind of a nonsensical talk.、Right?
所以呢，我对那种这个说话呀，这个不着边际、糊里糊涂的说话呀，我觉得蛮揪心的。
But talk is very important.
知道说话很重要。
Because Paul used the word prophesying builds up.The body.
因为保罗说，伸言建造基督的身体。
Let me say this again. The Lord Jesus said, "Do not think I come here to abolish law and the prophets. I come not to abolish, but to fulfill."
主耶稣说，所以不要以为我来是要废除律法和伸言者。我来乃是要成全。
How do you fulfill the prophets?
你怎么成全或成就？这个伸言者。
Well, of course, when the Lord Jesus came, he fulfilled all the prophecies.
当然，主耶稣来的时候，把所有的预言都应验了。
But what about us?
关于我们又怎么说呢？
We all can prophesy.
因为圣经说我们一个一个都能伸言。
And we all can prophesy to build up the body of Christ.
我们借着伸言来建造基督的身体。
How do we prophesy?
我们如何伸言呢？
You hoard the platform.
你霸占讲台吗？
This is why I told the brothers when I want to say, I only want to open the crack. I want all the other brothers to share. I'm not going to share next Lord's Day.
所以呢，我就是只是开个头。我盼望其他弟兄们要继续的交通。
Because the spirit of the prophets is subject to the prophet.
因为伸言者的灵是服从伸言者的。
We must be sensitive to the spirit.
我们需要对那灵敏感。
He said, if you prophesy only two or three, I mean, when we come to chapter 14, when we come to chapter 14, you will see this.
你们如果是三三两两的伸言。
He said, if somebody who speak,
如果有个人起来说话。
And if somebody sitting next to him,
如果有个人坐在你旁边。
Inspire, receive a revelation.
就从主领受了启示。
Let the first one sit down and let the second one speak.
说话的人就应该坐下，让那个有启示的人起来说话。
Why this is for the building up of the body of Christ?
为什么呢？因为这个 建造基督的身体。
You don't know that so many, you know, well, of course, all these years we have been encouraging saints to function so that for the building up of the body of Christ.
当然，这些年我们一直鼓励弟兄姊妹们尽公用，来建造基督的身体。
Yes, of course.
当然
，I mean, he has given some apostles, and prophets, evangelists, and the shepherds and teachers for the building, for the perfecting of the saints, for the building up of the body of Christ.
当然，他说他赐给了一些使徒、神言者、传福音者、牧人和教师，目的是为了成全圣徒，为了建造基督的身体。
In First Corinthians chapter 12, you see that he first set up this. All most of them do speak.
你要知道，在哥林多前书，我们看到他有许多的恩赐赐给他的召会，大部分这些恩赐都需要说话。
Because prophets are not just foretell, but forthtell.
这个申言者不是只是不是主要说预言，乃是把基督说出来。
And to do this, we must have a spirit of the inclusive love.
为了能够这样说话，我们需要有一个包容性的爱。
We must give all the saints the opportunity and to speak in love.
我们需要给圣徒所有圣徒们机会，能在这个包容性的爱里来说话。
And so therefore, you know, in Paul's giving the definition of this agape love, I thought it was quite wonderful.
我觉得保罗这个给这个。Agape 这个爱的下的定义是非常奇妙的。
Let me first read the first three verses. I guess I forgot to give you the first three verses of 1 Corinthians 13.
临前十三章，我们来看看头三节圣经。
You see, the first three verses, he said, if I speak in the tongues of man and of angels, but do not have love, I have become sounding brass and a clanging cymbal.
我若能说人和天使的方言，却没有爱。我就成了鸣的锣，响的钹。
And if I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith, all faith, so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing.
我若有申言者的恩赐，也明白一切的奥秘和一切的知，有一切的知识，并有全备的信，以致可以移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。
But if I dole out all my possessions to feed others, and if I deliver up my body that I may boast and do not have love, I profit nothing.
我若将我一切所有的变卖为食物分给众人，又舍己身，却没有爱，叫我可以夸口却没有爱，我仍然与我无益。
So what do these three verses?Tell us.
这三处经节告诉我们什么呢?
It tells us speaking without agape love is nothing.
就是说，你说话如果没有这个 agape 的爱，是一文不值。
You have to have this all-inclusive view.
你需要有一个包罗性的眼光。
Now, when you have this view,Then you understand what is the definition.
当你有这个眼光的时候，你就明白这个爱的定义。
You know, oftentimes when in a wedding meeting, people like to use 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 to 8a as, you know, their verse.
许多的时候，在这一些婚礼上，弟兄姊妹们喜欢选这个哥林多前书十三章四节到八节上这一段经节来描述他们的爱。
I don't think that they.I mean, actually, I don't usually like to speak on this portion in a wedding meeting.
对于我个人来说，我平常在结婚聚会上，我不愿意讲这一段的经文。
Because if I really want to speak, then I speak in this way.
如果我想说的话，我会这样说。
Because here, the definition of agape love has 15 items.
在这地方，这个讲到 agape 的爱有十五项。
And of these 15 items,Eight of them is not.
在这地方十五项里面，八项是不要
，and seven is positive.
七项是要，就七要八不要。
Actually, most of them are related to speaking.
大部分是和说话有关系。
So in other words, more silence than speaking.
大部分是不和说话有关系，有说话有关系。
大部分是跟不跟是就是不说话的。
哦，大部分是不说话的，就是最好是沉默多于说话。
But of course, you know, this is actually true. This is a golden word for a wedding. I think for any newlywed, if both the husband and the wife keep that, will so be very very good marriage.
如果一对新婚夫妇领受这个金言呢，你会过得很好，就是少说为佳。
So therefore, you see, the actually, this is the agape love.
这是神圣的爱。
And this is also, I believe, that in a real prophesying meeting, and one should learn.
这也是在一个申言聚会里面，我们都需要有学习的。
Learn to listen, and not so quick to speak.
多听，慢慢说。
And the more you do that, the more you will find this all-inclusive love.
你越这样实行。你越发现并且应用这个爱
，the more you will appreciate every member in the body，
你也会更多的珍赏身体上其他的肢体。
And I'm afraid that many times among us, there are saints who could not wait. Whenever there is an opportunity, they would not think of giving others an opportunity to share.
我知道我们有些弟兄姊妹们，每次一旦有说话的机会。他从来不会去考虑别的弟兄姊妹们，他会抢着说话。
Don't think that is for the building up of the body of Christ.
不要想着那是建造基督的身体。
And I believe there are many aspects here. I hope the brothers in the coming weeks will develop.
我相信这地方有很多的点啊，要来的几周，弟兄们会继续的发展。
But I want to conclude my sharing with you this morning with the last three verses of 1 Corinthians.
啊，我想用最后。三处经节来结束今天的聚会。
Actually, this time, I must say I was very much encouraged by the Lord by these three verses.
这次啊，预备的时候，这三处经节对我有很多的鼓励。
First Corinthians chapter 16, verse 22.
林前十六章二十二。
If anyone does not love the Lord, let him be accursed.The Lord comes.
若有人不爱主，他就是可咒可诅的。主来了。
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
愿主耶稣基督的恩与你们同在。
My love in Christ Jesus be with you all.
我在基督耶稣里的爱与你们众人同在。
Now let me read these three verses again.By filling in the filio and agape, okay? And verse 22, if anyone does not filio the Lord, let him be accursed. The Lord comes.
若有人不 filio 主，他就是可咒可诅的，主来了。
The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you.
愿主耶稣基督的恩与你们同在。
My agape in Christ Jesus be with you all.
我在基督耶稣里的 agape 与你们众人同在。
I believe these three verses gives us the key how the Lord Jesus is the solution to all the problems in the church life.
我觉得这三处经节提供了在教会生活里所有难处的答案。
And I also hope I have not given you the impression that, yes, agape of course is good, but the filio is not so good, so we don't need it.
我就让弟兄姊妹解除这个观念，就是agape的爱是好的，filio的爱是不够的。
To be enlarged, to have this all-inclusive agape love.
我们要这个被扩大，有这个阿加培的爱。
We must start to love those who are closest to us.
我们需要从我们附近的弟兄姊妹们爱起。
Don't try to go to the end of the world so impractically without loving those who are closest to you.
你不需要不你你如果只是爱那些远在远方的人，却不爱在你附近的人，这个爱是窄小的。
But we should not dwell there.
当然，我们不停留在这个地方。
We should not stay there.
我们不要停在这儿。
We should be enlarged.
我们需要被扩大。
And the best way is to first befriend Lord Jesus.
第一，当然要和主耶稣成为朋友。
Draw nigh to Him.
Draw
nigh to Him.
你从要亲近。就近主耶稣。
You see, this is what he said. If anyone does not filial the Lord, let him be accursed.
这就是讲到说，若有人不 filial， 就是不用这个 filial 这个爱来爱主，他就是可咒可诅的。
Now, if you remember that in the beginning of chapter 12, Paul actually said, "No one in the spirit of God can say Jesus is accursed."
Right.
在临前十二章一开始，保罗说到：“若有人在圣灵里，他不可能说耶稣是受咒诅的。”
I mean, if you are in the spirit of God, you would love to draw nigh to God, to the Lord Jesus.
啊，你如果在神的灵里面，你当然是会亲近主耶稣。
If you draw nigh to Him, and you will find the Lord's coming is no threat.
所以你如果跟主这样亲近的话，你发现主来不是对我们是个威胁。
If you do not do that, be accursed.
你如果不这样做的话，是可咒可诅的。
But he says, actually, if you draw nigh to the Lord, then the grace of the Lord Jesus be with you.
你如果这样亲近主的话，主的恩，主耶稣的恩就会与我们同在。
Then you find your agape.In Christ Jesus is there.
同时你会发现你这样实行的时候，你在主耶稣基督里的爱就会与其他圣徒们同在。
So don't be so discouraged when you come to 1 Corinthians 13 and say, oh, you know, God's standard is so high, we could never meet it. No, don't do that.
当我们来到13章的时候，你说神的爱太高了，我无法达到，不要失望。
Thank Him for the two lives we have.
要谢谢他，我们有两重的生命。
Thank Him for our earthly parents, and thank Him for our heavenly Father.
感谢我们的神，我们有属地的父亲，也有属天的父亲。
We can be, we are the kingdom people, and we can be perfect as our heavenly Father is perfect.
我们能在神的国里面，我们能像我们的天父一样完全。
So I hope in the coming weeks, a number of brothers will develop this wonderful all-inclusive love.
我盼望在未来的几周里面，弟兄们会在这个包罗的爱这一面有更多的发表，更多的往前。
I know a few brothers will share on the begetting and nourishing and perfecting and building next Lord's Day.
我知道下一周弟兄们会交通生养教建，都需要爱。
And they all need this all-inclusive love.
需要这个包罗性的爱。
And not only feeding the lambs, but also shepherd the sheep and even feed the sheep.
不光是喂养小羊，牧养羊，还有喂养羊。
We hope many other brothers also will develop what the Lord has touched them in the coming days.
我盼望主继续借着其他弟兄们，借着他们在主面前的领受，能继续交通。
And I believe the Lord has much in store for the church here.In the coming days,
我相信主在这个要来的年日里面，把他许多为纽约市教会所储存起来的祝福会倾倒出来。
I'm so happy we can reestablish our connection this way.
我也非常高兴今天能和弟兄姊妹们重新能接上线。
I hope we will have some prayers, and then maybe we still have a few minutes, some minutes.For the saints to share, I think maybe we will not separate into languages. Okay.
今天我们不分语言聚会，我们下面有点祷告，然后完了留一些时间，弟兄姊妹们可以自由的伸言。